and welcome to episode 4 of Page Turn, the Largo Public Library podcast. I'm your host, Hannah. Hope everyone has had a good month. If you remember from previous episodes, this podcast comes out new every month. It is divided into 4 segments: Reader's Advisory, Library Tidbits, Book Traveler, the Spanish Language Book Review, and upcoming library events. Let's begin with Reader's Advisory. Herman Kermit Worm is going to die. The enigmatic and powerful man known only as the Commodore has ordered it, and his henchmen, Eli and Charlie Sisters, will make sure of it. Though Eli doesn't share his brother's appetite for whiskey and killing, he's never known anything else. But their prey isn't an easy mark, and on the road from Oregon City to Worm's gold mining claim outside Sacramento, Eli begins to question what he does for a living and whom he does it for. An homage to the classic Western, transformed into an unforgettable comic tour de force, filled with a remarkable cast of characters, losers, cheaters, and ne'er-do-wells from all stripes of life, and told by a complex and compelling narrator, it is a violent, lustful odyssey through the underworld of the 1850s frontier that beautifully captures the humor, melancholy, and grit of the Old West and two brothers bound by blood, violence, and love. Today's Reader's Advisory is The Sisters Brothers by Patrick DeWitt. The Sisters Brothers is a Canadian Western set on the frontier during the Gold Rush. This is a fast-paced, darkly humorous revenge narrative. While being sparse, gritty, and violent, it is also atmospheric and reflective. Readers may also enjoy The Hawkline Monster by Richard Brautigan. The time is 1902. The setting, Eastern Oregon. Magic Child, a 15-year-old Indian girl, wanders into the wrong body house looking for the right men to kill the monster that lives in the ice caves under the basement of Miss Hawkline's yellow house. What follows is a series of wild, witty, and bizarre encounters. A Good Man by Guy Vanderhaeghe. Wesley Case, a former soldier and the son of a Canadian lumber baron, sets out into the untamed borderlands between Canada and the United States to escape a dark secret from his past. He settles in Montana, where he hopes to buy a cattle ranch, and where he begins work as a liaison between the American and Canadian militaries in an effort to contain the Native Americans' unresolved anger in the wake of the Civil War. Amid the brutal violence that erupts between the Sioux warriors and the U.S. forces, Case's plan for a quiet ranch life is further compromised by an unexpected dilemma. He falls in love with the beautiful, outspoken, and recently widowed Ada Tarr. It's a budding romance that soon inflames the jealousy of Ada's quiet and deeply disturbed admirer, Michael Dunn. When the American government unleashes its final assaults on the Indians, Dunn commences his own vicious plan for vengeance in one last feverish attempt to claim Ada as his own. The Age of Gold by H. W. Brands. I have found it. These words, uttered by the man who first discovered gold on the American River in 1848, triggered the most astonishing mass movement of peoples since the Crusades. California's gold drew fortune seekers from the ends of the earth. It accelerated America's imperial expansion and exacerbated the tensions that exploded in the Civil War. And, as H.W. Brands makes clear in this spellbinding book, the gold rush inspired a new American dream. The dream of instant wealth won by audacity and good luck. Bonus segment. My personal favorite Goodreads list, The Sisters Brothers is on, is You Are the Coolest Person in This Coffee Shop. Happy reading! Today's library tidbit is a celebration tidbit. After celebrating our centennial in 2016, library administration and staff turned our thoughts to the further development and enhancement of our library services. With a stronger focus on community outreach and partnership, and greater freedom to our programming, Library Director Casey McPhee and the Library Administration team put together a nomination submittal for the Florida Library Association Library of the Year Award. Well, I'm happy to announce, if you hadn't already heard, that Largo Public Library received the Florida Library Association 2018 Library of the Year Award at the organization's annual conference in May. The key considerations for this award are creativity and/or innovation in programming, expansion and/or enhancement of service to all constituents in the community, and leadership in implementing programs that can be emulated by other libraries. Largo competed with a pool of very worthy libraries. Nancy Brockman, chairman of the FLA Awards Committee, said, "The library was chosen because of its focus on community building, outreach and partnership, which resulted in greater relevancy in the programs and services offered. The exceptional level of professional service provided by this library helped them rise to the top of the bank of worthy nominations. In the past 5 years, the library set itself apart by focusing on building community relationships and increasing trust among library users and non-users alike. In 2017, the library reimagined the possibilities for service and the duties of current staff to establish a community outreach services department with 3 full-time staff and 1 part-time staff, enhanced the English language learning program by partnering with Pinellas County Schools to host their adult English course, started the design of a bookmobile, and planned mobile library services. Outreach staff oversaw the State Library of Florida grant program for Career Online High School, in which staff helped 24 people begin their path to a high school diploma or career readiness. The Welcoming Week and Refugee Home Goods Drive resulted in over 100 baskets donated to local agencies supporting Largo's immigrant population. And the expansion of the ongoing English language learning one-on-one tutoring program to include citizenship and naturalization classes and multi-level English classes from Pinellas County Schools, and an on-site tutoring pilot project for employees at a local business. In order to make these goals a reality, and in anticipation of the bookmobile's arrival in 2018, staff established partnerships with more than a dozen mission-aligned local agencies. A campaign to raise funds for the bookmobile and its ongoing operating cost reached the $405,000 point, over two-thirds of our $600,000 goal. When the bookmobile arrives, it will provide access to not only books, CDs, DVDs, and more physical items, but will also provide library programming and fun to communities that are unable to reach our building. A new partnership with Pinellas County Schools was established to serve 2,000 meals and snacks to local children as a summer break spot location. Created to fulfill food needs normally covered in schools, summer break spots are open to all children under the age of 18. All this happened alongside traditional library service, in which staff assisted over 500,000 visitors in 2017, a 7.9% increase from the previous year, and hosted over 1,400 programs, an 18% increase from the previous year. There was a 20% increase in the Children's Summer Reading Program registration, where kids celebrated reaching their reading goals with free tickets to the Book Maniacs Mini Golf event. The Book Maniacs Mini Golf in the Stacks event hosted over 350 players. Our teen volunteers helped to create, build, set up, man stations, and clean up the 18-hole course. Staff planned an adult summer reading kickoff, which drew over 500 people inspired to share their love of books, write book reviews, and win prizes. The library hosted Largo Connects, a community volunteer fair which showcased the work of 27 nonprofits in need of assistance in the area. Salt to the Sea by Ruta Sepetys was the Largo Turns a Page community read. The program and book signing brought 200 people together to focus on how we perceive refugees and those on the losing side of war. All in all, the Library of the Year Award became a reality through the time and talent of current and past staff and volunteers, the support of the City of Largo Administration and the City of Largo Commission, patrons, donors, and stakeholders who see the need for libraries and the benefit of library service in our community. And now it's time for Book Traveler with Victor.
Bienvenidos a una nueva edición de Viajero de Libros. Mi nombre es Víctor y soy el bibliotecario de compromiso con la comunidad aquí en la Biblioteca Pública de Largo. Hoy les voy a hablar de un libro que se llama Por 13 Razones de Jay Asher. Antes de darle mi opinión, les voy a dar una pequeña sinopsis del libro. Clay Jensen es un adolescente, como cualquier otro, que se encuentra, al llegar un día a su casa, una misteriosa caja dirigida a su nombre. El contenido no es otro que una serie de cintas de grabación, 7 en total, que parece haberle enviado Hannah, una compañera de clase que no hace ni 2 semanas que se ha suicidado. A pesar del desconcierto que supone volver a oír la voz de Hannah, Clay descubrirá que son 13 las razones por las cuales ha decidido quitarse la vida. 13 caras de cassette y que por ello son 13 las personas que deben escucharla. Él es una de ellas. A lo largo del día, Clay se irá obsesionando con las grabaciones y hasta que recorrerá la ciudad con un mapa que ella misma le ha proporcionado. Pero he aquí un viaje distinto del esperado. Un viaje donde el punto de llegada es precisamente el mismo que el de partida. Y en el que se hacen falta unos nuevos ojos para verlo todo como por primera vez. Hannah irá desgranando poco a poco su vida y en un intento de poner de manifiesto las consecuencias, grandes o pequeñas, de las cosas que hacemos y dejamos de hacer, y cambian el mundo, a veces sin darnos cuentas. En mi opinión, supongo que haber visto la serie antes de leer el libro me ha condicionado bastante. Pero debo decir que, así como la serie me apasionó y me dejó absolutamente marcado por la historia, el libro me decepcionó con igual intensidad. La historia del libro es absolutamente llana y aburrida. No hay perspectiva, solo la voz de Hannah y alguna que otra acotación de Clay. No hay interacción con los personajes, los cuales carecen de forma o desarrollo. Justin, Courtney, Sherry y Tyler no son más que nombres en una grabación. No tienen historia, no tienen motivación ni perspectiva. No se entiende qué los mueve, qué los lleva a comportarse como lo hacen, perjudiciando a Hannah en el proceso. No se habla del suicidio, ni de la depresión, ni del abuso como se debe de hablar. Había escuchado tantas cosas geniales del libro que me he llevado una sorpresa muy amarga. La serie es tremendamente mejor, pero decidan por ustedes mismos y déjenme saber su opinión. Es todo por hoy y nos vemos en la próxima edición de Viajero de Libros. Adiós.
Thanks, Victor, for that thoughtful book review. If anybody's interested in the translation, it's always available in the show notes. Thanks everyone for listening. Here are some upcoming library events to keep track of. August 1st, Last Word Book Club at 6 p.m. in the local history room. August 2nd, Androids for Beginners 2 at 3 p.m. in Jenkins Room A. August 6th, Non-Certified CPR Instruction at 7 p.m. in the Children's Program Room. August 7th, Library Catalog Searching for Genealogists at 6 p.m. in the Local History Room. August 7th, Oil Painting with Carol at 6:30 p.m. in Jenkins Room A. August 8th, Book Talking with Iris at 12 p.m. in the Local History Room. August 13th, Poets Live at 6:30 p.m. in the First Floor Quiet Reading Room. August 15th, Ukulele Workshop Advanced Beginner at 6:30 p.m. in Jenkins Room A. August 21st, Getting Started with Facebook at 6 p.m. in the Computer Lab. August 23rd, Intro to 3D Printing at 4 p.m. in the Idea Lab. August 30th, Intermediate Excel at 3 p.m. in the Computer Lab. That's all I have for you this month. I'll talk to you again soon.